The following podcast is provided to you free, as is all our content, at drhoffman.com. If you'd like to listen, help support Intelligent Medicine, and get great values by shopping at our supplement store, go to drhoffman.com and click on Shop, then click on the store. Thanks, and enjoy the podcast. Welcome back to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we're talking today to Valerie Warwick. She's an oncology nurse who actually quit conventional oncology after discovering that nutrition plays a vital role in healing cancer. And she's putting her mouth where she's putting it to good use at My Wellness Tutor. Where she offers consultations to not just cancer patients, but also patients with other challenging medical conditions. So you don't confine your scope just to cancer, correct?
I don't. I will assist folks with a variety of chronic conditions, whatever their needs are, I can help them.
And, you know, more and more, I think the future of medicine is in... we used to call it telemedicine. Now it's like, you know, internet medicine. You actually have virtual appointments where, you know, you do it by Skype with video. And also with health coaches, you know, people who are, well, in your case, you're not merely a health coach. You're actually certified as an oncology nurse. So you're more than just a health coach. But, the doctors have little time to offer patients the vital lifestyle advice that's necessary in combating cancer. So, you know, they'll spend time, you know, with you making a decision about chemo or examining you or looking at your scans, testing you maybe. But when it comes to, they just don't have the time to offer you that all-important lifestyle support. Say a woman with breast cancer, man with prostate cancer, diet, exercise, lifestyle, sleep, detoxification. These are all very, very important parts of the cancer survival equation.
Exactly. They are. And they can make or break your health. For example, if someone's not getting the sleep that they need, your body won't be able to heal. That's their healing time at night. So doctors don't really have that time to really delve deep into all those little corners and areas of our life and consult, you know, with us on that. So that's where I can come in and help people create a healthier lifestyle and help them find answers to help them sleep and educate them on how important it is to get those hours of sleep and not be interrupted at night. And they might be able to use things like melatonin.
Which turns out to have a dual benefit because it's not only beneficial for sleep, it's beneficial for cancer, isn't it?
It is. They've discovered it actually kills circulating cancer stem cells. And a lot of the doctors that do alternative cancer treatments recommend pretty high doses of melatonin, up to 20 grams
yep.
a night.
I do.
Milligrams, sorry.
I do indeed, yeah. That's one of our mainstays. So, while we're talking about supplements, I know there's no cookbook because I think different cancers require different supplements. So there's no, you know, sometimes I'll, you know, it's kind of droll. I do a radio program and somebody will say, well, I have this cancer. What supplement mm-hmm. shall I take? Well, it's highly mm-hmm. individualized. It also depends on what type of treatment you're getting because there are some incompatibilities. We'll have to admit that you can't take every single vitamin off the shelf when you're getting conventional treatments. There is the potential for interference. So what are some of the mainstay supplements that you think are worthy of consideration?
Well, I think some treatments that are and supplements that are really good for folks are curcumin. Mm-hmm. That's a big winner.
I knew you'd say that.
Anti-inflammatory. Yeah, that's a hero, right? Curcumin. Mm-hmm. It's so anti-inflammatory. It turns off all kinds of bad genes, and it kills cancer cells. So that's a top one.
And some people say it even may mitigate some of the ill effects of chemo, helping to safeguard the normal cells while allowing the cancer cells to be effectively eliminated.
Right, and so, and it can actually potentiate some of the therapies so they actually work even better.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And then, vitamin C, because we don't make our own vitamin C. So when our bodies are ill and we're stressed, we need extra vitamin C. And vitamin C actually kills the cancer cells.
Do you refer your patients for intravenous vitamin C? Because that's actually one of the things that we do in our clinic quite frequently is we'll give high doses, 50, 75, or 100 grams of vitamin C over a period of several hours.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes, I do. Almost all the cancer patients, or for arthritis, or many other conditions, will benefit from high doses of vitamin C intravenously.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a very common one. And then ozone therapy. Do you do mm-hmm. ozone therapy in your clinic?
I have to say, I have experience with ozone therapy, and it's something that I'm familiar with. It's not something that I offer. Mm-hmm. I have been to Germany, and I've seen clinics where they administer ozone therapy. There seems to be a little bit greater acceptance of ozone in Europe. It's more routine than mm-hmm. here. Ultimately found that the intravenous vitamin C is a pretty potent oxidative therapy, ultimately. It actually generates hydrogen peroxide in the tissues if you give high enough doses. At least that's what the science is now telling us.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Well, if folks, they can incorporate ozone therapy in their state, or they can do ozone therapy at home. You can use ozone therapy rectally and vaginally. So that's equipment that you can buy and have in your home and use. So that's a great option for folks.
Mm-hmm. In terms of supplements, more routine supplements that mm-hmm. people get via the health food store?
Like green tea extract?
Mm-hmm.
Green tea extract is, it's a hero. It helps stop the vascularization of cancer, and also decreases inflammation, and works in a broad way with all cancers. So that would be definitely one that I would utilize.
Are you a fan of modified
breast?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, it's great for prostate, lung, breast cancer, bladder cancer. It's a really great green tea extract. It's really great.
Are you a fan of modified citrus pectin as something that helps prevent cancer from spreading?
Yes, actually, modified citrus pectin is one that I recommend and give information about frequently
mm-hmm.
for folks. Yeah, it's very anti-cancer.
Now,
There's so many. It's especially good for prostate and good for melanoma, modified mm-hmm. citrus pectin.
However, I think one of my beliefs, and a lot of the people I talk to about cancer, is that you can go wrong with supplementation with cancer. I mean, if you go to the health food store, you just buy willy-nilly everything off the shelf. At least there's theoretically the possibility that you could stoke the proliferation of cancer cells. So are there some nutrients that you say, maybe hang back on mm-hmm. while emphasizing others?
Right. L-glutamine is a good example, I guess, of that.
Mm-hmm.
So glutamine is known to drive cancers or feed cancer, but it's also used to heal the gut lining in mm-hmm. chemo-induced diarrhea and leaky gut syndrome.
So it helps with growth and repair, but the growth mm-hmm. of cancer cells we want to avoid.
Exactly. So that would be one that you kind of need to use with caution. If mm-hmm. you have diarrhea, in chemo-induced diarrhea, use it for a short while
right.
until that's resolved and then stop.
Because I know that even in conventional cancer therapy, it is sometimes used after the kind of harsh chemo that causes people to literally strips away their intestinal lining. It affects the rapid growing enterocytes in the intestine, and you get literally inflammation and diarrhea until the intestine heals, they give glutamine for a while.
Right, exactly. Yeah, and we do need to replace some of those amino acids for folks because they need to repair. They need to repair those cells. Mm-hmm. But it's just, you just have to be careful to not use the one like glutamine that is going to drive cancer.
Long term. Vitamin D. Yeah. Are you a fan of vitamin D?
Oh, yes, yes. And everybody should know their vitamin D level, because when your vitamin D is low, it actually shuts down your immune system. It can't activate the macrophages in your and those are the Pac-Man that eat those bad cells up. When your vitamin D is low, you're susceptible to all kinds of chronic illnesses like multiple sclerosis, cancers, many neurological diseases. It just affects a wide range of it. Really, if you're low, you're going to be an open target for disease. And it's amazing that cancer patients will go into their doctor, diagnosed with cancer, and they don't do a vitamin D level. It's just astonishing to me.
I agree. It's really appalling. But such is the state of medicine these days. What about things, you know, we know the immune system plays an important role in the cancer survival. And the very treatments that are used for treating cancer are immunosuppressive. So what do you do to rescue the immune system and boost people's resistance to cancer so the cancer doesn't come back?
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of good supplements out there that people can utilize. One of the most well-studied is beta-glucan. Mm-hmm. Beta-glucans have been studied extensively, and so there's a lot of research on them. And they're great for stimulating the immune system on all cancers, you know, on all cancers. Beta-glucans are the active ingredients in, like, turkey tail mushrooms. Mm-hmm. So mushrooms, there's many mushrooms that stimulate the immune system, like reishi, maitake, turkey tail. There's a whole list. Those are all great for supporting the immune system.
And I think one of the beta glucans is the active hexose correlated compound, or AHCC. A brand name that I use is Empower, but that's an example of that principle for enhancing immunity.
Right, right. And there's all kinds of there's vaccines that people can get. They can get a Coley's vaccine. Mm-hmm. That has a whole history in itself. They can get the SOT vaccine, S-O-T. That's made by your own blood and sent back to you. And that will stimulate your immune system for about 4 months. And it's relatively affordable.
It's auto-hemotherapy. It's like getting a little bit of a boost from your own system.
Right, right. And there's light therapy. Gosh, there's so many. There's Rigvir available. It's a viral therapy. It's called Rigvir. That was discovered in Latvia. That's available. I don't know if you can get it in the United States. It's possible. I know where you can get it, though.
A little bit on the QT. Do some of your patients travel? Do you sometimes say, hey, you know, there's a great therapy for this particular cancer. However, the best place to get it is in Germany, for example.
Right.
Do you have international referrals for patients with extraordinary problems and the means to go there?
Right. I've had people go to clinics in all over the world and. Bavaria, Switzerland, Mexico. There's a lot of great clinics available. Unfortunately, they're not paid for by insurance, so it can be expensive. But there's some very unique therapies that are available for folks.
How do you keep tabs on the therapies? Because, you know, you make referrals and some things may be promising. Do you ask your patients for feedback? You know, a patient might say, hey, you know, I went to this clinic in Tijuana and, mm-hmm. you know, it was a bust. It didn't work for me. Do you then alter your recommendations based on that? He's like, you know, it sounded plausible, but no go. It's just not, that's not really panning out for patients with a certain type of cancer.
Yeah. Well, you know, one patient client comes to mind. He's been everywhere, and he has head and neck cancer, and he's done dendritic cell therapy. He's been to Dr. Lenz in, I think he's in Bavaria. He filters the blood with a machine.
Mm-hmm.
He's had the GC Moss therapy.
Right, which has actually been used recently for autism, GCMAF.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Controversial therapy.
Yeah. But the thing is, he's had head and neck cancer for many years now,
mm-hmm.
and it's staying put. It hasn't gone anywhere.
We're turning it into a chronic disease and not something that ultimately is fatal. So to say that the therapy hasn't completely eradicated the cancer isn't necessarily a failure. You're fighting a valiant holding action against a situation that ultimately looked like it was being going to be hopeless.
Right, exactly. And the reason he's alive today is because he never did chemotherapy or radiation. So he's only done natural therapies. The only therapy that I know that he hasn't done, well, there's several that... he hasn't done hyperthermia, which I think would be a good option.
Mm-hmm.
And there's other therapies like PNC27 that targets the P53. That's available for folks. There's so many IVs and so many therapies available.
So you're a resource and sort of a clearinghouse for some of these treatments.
Mm-hmm. I'm constantly researching. Constantly finding new ways and new treatments that are available for folks. I just love it. I just research all day.
What about dealing with the emotional ramifications of cancer? Is that an important part of the work that you do? Because people call up and, you know, they're down. You know, they may have gone to the oncologist mm-hmm. and said, you know, cancer seems to have recurred. That puts them in a tailspin. Are you a resource for... working with them to cultivate a more constructive attitude?
Yes. You know, when people are under chronic stress or get some kind of a shock, it actually decreases their immune system. And for a long time, it took me a long time to kind of realize how that actually happens. How does it, when you're under stress or trauma, how does that decrease your immune system? Well, when you're under a lot of stress, it increases your cortisol level. So, and that, you know, depletes eventually your adrenals, your adrenaline. And it depletes your vitamin C, which causes DNA mutations, which ultimately lead to cancer and leave you susceptible to other infections. So, you know, that's one of the pathways. It also depletes melatonin and depletes your interleukin-2, which, you know, breaks the oxygen cell cycle in the cell, which also depletes your niacin. And then when your oxygen cell cycle is impaired, then your cells go into a fermentation, a glucose fermentation, lactic acid cycle. So that, you know, leaves you open to a suppressed immune system and leads to cancer. So,
you know, apropos of that,
psychological.
Yeah, apropos
what's
of that.
That?
Yeah, excuse me. Apropos of that, is do you have is there a one size all type of cancer diet that you suggest for patients, or does it vary from cancer to cancer, or circumstance to circumstance? What's your approach to diet?
Well, you know, it's more complicated today than it used to be. That's for sure. But
mm-hmm.
I think in general, all the colors of the rainbow for people, eat a wide variety of all the colors of the rainbow in your foods, fresh vegetables, organic. Because our foods are genetically modified now, they are affecting our gut. And so I'm seeing a lot of people with autoimmune disease because they have leaky gut. And that's directly related to the GMOs that they're taking. GMO foods create holes in your gut. It creates a leaky gut and allows proteins to go through, and then your body reacts to them. And so you get these autoimmune diseases. So
you emphasize the importance of an organic diet, GMO-free. But beyond that, are you an advocate of the ultra-low-carb diet? Or, you know, some people on the opposite pole recommend a vegan or plant-based diet for cancer.
Mm-hmm. I think it depends on the individual, too. You know, if you can change your, you can use diet like you can, like a tool. So if you really want to squeeze down, you know, on the growth factor, you can use fasting. You can use intermittent fasting,
mm-hmm.
Which is a great tool. You can go on a ketogenic type of diet, which is shown to be really valuable in brain cancers. I think it just depends on the individual and what fits with their lifestyle and what works for them.
Indeed.
You know, I like to use like Cyrex lab testing to identify any autoantibodies that might be present, because even healthy foods might not work for you. Because if you're reacting to them and they're causing inflammation, mm-hmm. then you need to eliminate those from your diet. So identifying those through lab work is great.
Good test, incidentally, and another test not available to our citizens of the fair state of New York.
Wow, happy. That's shocking.
Yeah, well, you know, New York is a high regulatory state, and I think ranked among the 50 states, I think it's number 50 in business climate, you know, getting anything done, you know, through permitting and so on. And when it comes to lab testing, I think citizens of New York are denied a lot of opportunities that citizens from other states are allowed. It's very hard to get, for example, a blood test to determine if you have PCBs in your blood or if you have, you know, various forms of volatile organic hydrocarbons in your system. The reason being, they would cite that they don't want to unduly alarm the citizens of New York, who are probably reeking with the stuff. And, you know, so to protect the public interest, they're not going to allow that testing. That, I think, is unfortunate. But that's another subject. So, okay, so what's today's Intelligent Medicine call to action? You know, what do we want to impart to our listeners? Tell them about how they can get involved with My Wellness Tutor.
Well, the message really that I want to send out to folks is that there are non-toxic ways to heal. Whether you have arthritis or cancer or whatever you're dealing with, there are other options that you might not be aware of and that your doctor might not be aware of. And so I'm happy to share those with folks. They can contact me at My Wellness Tutor and book an appointment with me, and I'll be thrilled to share those with them. There's real answers based in science for them, and they can heal from and reverse their disease.
Well, I want to thank you for your courageous work in this field, because it's not easy to turn your back on a conventional career in oncologic nursing. Depart from the mainstream, but you've done so successfully, and we wish you all the best with mywellnesstutor.com. You're getting the word out for a lot of people who need your help. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, Dr. Hoffman.
That's Valerie Warwick, and I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.